My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Job 40 to 41, Wrestling with God, Part 3, The Problem of Suffering. When a child screams, "It's not fair," they're saying that they deserve better. They are getting something they don't deserve or don't want, or they're not getting something they think they deserve. Now, to be fair, adults are the same. When discontent with what life brings our way, we say, or we at least think, "It's not fair." We can blame people around us, we blame God. Perhaps we don't come out and admit it, but we can be more concerned with changing our circumstances than trusting our sovereign God in the midst of our difficulties. In Job chapters 38 to 41, Yahweh finally speaks to Job. He doesn't answer Job's questions, but gives him all that he needs to know to think rightly about the suffering that has happened to him. There are two speeches from Yahweh in these chapters, identified by Yahweh calling Job to a wrestling match. "Brace yourself like a man, I will question you, and you shall answer me," in chapter 38, verse 3, and chapter 40, verse 7. We've looked at this in two parts so far. Under the first speech, we considered wrestling with God part 1, theology through geology, and part 2, theology through zoology. As Yahweh effectively says to Job, "You don't understand. Look at all I've done in creation and tell me you can do better. You don't know the nuances of all that, and certainly not the nuances of your situation and what led to it. So trust me." Now in Job 40 to 41, Yahweh's second speech, we consider wrestling with God part 3, the problem of suffering. In these chapters, we see three problems that stand in the way of our understanding suffering that mean we must trust God. The problem of justice, the problem of death, the problem of Satan. Job chapter 40, verse 8 to 14 describes the problem of justice. In verse 8, Yahweh summarizes his problem with Job, that he's discredited God's justice. Job is saying, "God, I don't deserve this. I deserve better," which is the same as saying God doesn't know what he's doing. Yahweh expresses that Job doesn't have his power, his authority, his glory, splendor, honor, and majesty. And if Job wants to play judge, he needs to put on all that to be able to execute justice perfectly, as God does. Imagine all the permutations of all the people and places and specific situations in all of history. God has ordered things such that in the end, justice will be worked out perfectly. Can you do that? We can't even figure out our own lives, let alone others. The problem of death follows in Job 40, verse 15 to 24. Much as an owl might personify wisdom or a fox personify cunning, the behemoth personifies death. Job can't control death, but God can. As we come to the end of the book, we're presented with the primary problems of life and suffering. Death is beyond us, and so we must trust God. Finally, we come to the problem of Satan in Job 41. The author of Job uses the Leviathan as an image to help us understand the character of Satan and the fact that we cannot control him. The description of Leviathan is just like what we know of a dragon. The Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible translates Leviathan as dragon. Revelation 12 makes clear the connection that the dragon is Satan. And where has Satan been through the book of Job? There he was at the beginning in chapters 1 and 2, making his accusations against Job. And then throughout he was not visible, though his machinations were, as the three counsellors of Job made their accusations against him. So it's no surprise that now Yahweh at the end exposes the animosity of Satan, the problem that he poses for us. Human weapons have no effect on him. There is destruction wherever he goes. And while we cannot control him, our God can. We cannot deliver justice, we cannot dodge death, we cannot defeat Satan. And so we trust God, acknowledging his power, his authority, his glory, his honour and his majesty. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.